next one under advisement is case number 11,172. And again, this one here was tabled by records again.
Let me ask you about, what was the question that the opposition said that he has a shower? I didn't quite get that.
He has an outdoor shower. And if the deck is put up there where they might be.
She has a deck overlooking his shower. It's not going to be private.
It won't be private anymore. That was really Zoma's question.
That was it. I didn't want to ask him again because she was.
And she wants a deck in hopes of having a view?
No.
I think there's something about no one's necessarily entitled to a view. Didn't the judge rule recently
rule
that?
I went down how many houses it was, and what did he say? It was approximately about 400 or 500 feet to the ocean. And
I'm not sure the ocean's what she... Never mind.
Joe, I cannot, I just don't
I'm just see... I'm just joking for the record.
Yeah, I understand. I don't see where she can meet the standards for granting.
I don't think she does.
No.
I mean, it's definitely created by her.
Right.
It's not like she, she's filled the property with home. She's made the property smaller. Now she's asking for more.
Well, she's already had a variance, hadn't she, on the other decks? Now she's just going up.
Yeah, she said we granted her other ones back in 2008, but she forgot that.
Plus, she subdivided the property.
Yeah.
All right.
That was in 2012.
2012. And she's since subdivided the property, or she is subdivided?
She got approval for a conditional use as a multifamily. She originally applied for 3 units. She settled that she wasn't going to go to the board and ask for the extra unit, so she proposed to build a 2-unit building instead of 3.
Oh, okay.
But it was acknowledged to the council and the commission that she would need variances if she went over 2. So they made it subject to the board's approval. But she chose not to apply for the 3rd unit. So she has approval for 2. She has enough square footage equal to 2-unit requirement.
So Lawrence, these places
came in and asked for variances.
So these places are going to be rented out?
I don't know that it is. It's the way she talked originally was for family.
Either that or she's got big family.
A lot of family purchases down there to rent.
Yeah, I don't know that we had anything in the record on the record.
Yeah, I mean, when he said that.
Not that I recall from this application.
I don't think you mean standard.
Okay. Mr. Roberts. How do you feel?
I just got the sign. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case 11,172. For the reasons it does not meet the standards for granting a variance.
Mr. Rickard, what standards are those that you don't feel
they are the uniqueness. I was trying to get my read sheet here, cheat sheet. There's uniqueness to the property. There's no uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. No. And the unnecessary hardship is being created by the applicant.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,172. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman again?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote a 5-0, case number 11,172 is denied.
What do we have, Mr. Chairman? We have 2 cases tabled.
Yes, we got 2 cases tabled for our next meeting. One was under old business, that was the home of the Brave. And then we have just tabled case number 11,171. So we have 2 cases tabled.
Well, we certainly have our homework to do, don't we?
I already did mine. I'm sorry?
I say I already did mine.
Yes.
Well, I would say
I listened to it twice. I couldn't believe that it was 2 hours.
Oh, you've had chance, yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded it and listened to it.
Oh, it was 1 hour, 59 minutes, and
54 seconds.
Oh, I had 58 seconds. Oh, it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I kept listening to it, and there's just some questions in my mind.
I kept listening to, well, I guess we shouldn't go into details and discuss it.
But I to give you this, I think that meeting that we went to helped me.
Oh,
well, I think, you know, we should save that for when we're on the record on this one again, Mr. Rickard.
Well,
all right, gentlemen,
make a motion,
there's no other business.
Second.
We're open for adjournment.
All right.
Second. So moved. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.